Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Mary Irene Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. Yet we know that if we want to continue to celebrate our lives as we age, we have to focus on our health and take good care of our bodies. And our guest today is going to help us do just that. Dr. Pooja Mitani is a registered pharmacist and integrative functional nutritionist who is the new medical expert at Body Bio. She's joining us today to discuss how women can navigate the hormonal changes taking place as we age and how our dietary and supplemental choices can alleviate menopause symptoms and support hormonal balance. And this information is so critical to our health. I can't wait to get started. So welcome, Dr. Mitani.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Eileen, for having me on the podcast. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, for sure, it's a pleasure from our end, I have to say. And before we get into the knowledge that you're going to share with us at first, but I would like to ask you a little bit about your personal background and what led you to want to become a nutritionist.
I think that's a great question. I'd be happy to dive into that. And I'll start off by saying, for as long as I can remember, I've always had this deep fascination with science, and particularly the science of the human body. So it's really no surprise, I would say, that I started out my journey in healthcare, specifically pharma. And my background as a pharmacist allowed me to work in a variety of different settings. I worked in retail pharmacy, in a variety of hospitals. I even went, had a short stint in the pharma industry and the agency side as well. But to answer your question, it really wasn't until my own health struggles that really opened my eyes to this field of nutrition and what we now call functional medicine. So as I began to make more meaningful changes to my diet and lifestyle, I began to notice a massive transformation in my own health. And that's something that I was never able to achieve through a pharmaceutical drug on its own. So this, again, really opened my eyes, and I was like, oh my gosh, why isn't everyone else talking about this? We should all be shouting this just out loud so this information makes its way around, that we really should be focusing first on diet, on targeted supplementation, and on lifestyle. And from there, I went on to pursue my master's in nutrition, and I obtained additional training in functional medicine. And for nearly 7 years, I worked in a private practice setting where I then helped other clients to achieve similar radical results.
My gosh, well, that is a fascinating story. And the other thing, and I used to be a career counselor before I kind of moved on to other things, but I always found that the greatest gift you can do is when you've had a challenge yourself to focus on that and then give back to the world and help others do it. And you just did that, Dr. Mitani. What a wonderful story. Thank you so much for sharing that. And now, of course, you are brand new, but you are involved at working at Body Bio. So tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Yeah, of course. So like I said, I was in private practice for about 7 years. I had my own nutrition practice. I also worked for several other integrative medical practices that really we were at the forefront of using food as medicine. But fast forward to 2022, and after the birth of my son, I took about a year off to really, of course, to bond with him. He was my first child, but also to really think about my next step. Did I want to continue working in private practice? Did I want to, explore some other opportunities? And looking back, it feels like the exact right door opened at the right time, because I really, truly do love my work at Body Bio. And these days, I get to train other healthcare practitioners about cellular membrane medicine and how the Body Bio product line can help optimize the health of our 70-plus trillion cells. And Body Bio really prides on their unwavering commitment to transparency. They have high standards for in-house manufacturing and very strict quality testing, ensuring that each product upholds the highest standards of integrity and efficacy. So I really do feel lucky to be part of this organization and grateful to have the opportunity to work with other healthcare practitioners now.
Well, that is what a wonderful statement of not only your own journey into this, but body bio. And I know that one of the things, I take a number of supplements myself. You do have to watch out because a lot of times they, well, it, not a lot, it is an unregulated industry. And, you know, real focus on integrity and creating the strongest products available is wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit, though, backing up a little bit about the hormonal changes that we women typically experience in menopause, because I know what it feels like, but there's reasons behind the way we get the hot flashes, et cetera.
Yeah, there's the science behind it, right? So
yes.
So we have our primary sex hormones, which are estrogen and progesterone, and these are predominantly affected during menopause. And so as a woman ages, her ovaries will gradually start to produce less of these hormones, which then lead to these hormonal fluctuations and an eventual end to your menstrual cycle. So during perimenopause, which can start a few years before menopause, estrogen levels can start to fluctuate a bit unpredictably. The body's kind of still finding its way and figuring itself out. So during this time, it can lead to a period of irregular periods and symptoms like the hot flashes, the night sweats, mood swings, and vaginal dryness. Progesterone levels can also start to decline during this time, which can then further lead to these menstrual irregularities. And then menopause approaches and your estrogen levels start to decrease pretty significantly. And again, that can intensify the symptoms that you're already feeling. And this decline in estrogen, it also affects bone density, potentially increasing the risk of osteoporosis. And unfortunately, these changes in estrogen can also impact your cholesterol levels and also lead to an increase in cardiovascular disease. Now, these symptoms that a woman experiences during menopause, they can range anywhere from a short blip on the radar to all the way to several years. Although those symptoms eventually do diminish in severity. All that being said, these changes can have a significant effect on a woman's physical and emotional well-being. So these various supplements and lifestyle changes can really help to manage symptoms and support overall health during this transition.
Wow, well that, I mean, and that is so important. And as you said, some of us have stronger symptoms than others. And I was lucky, I had some symptoms, but I know some of my friends were really suffering, really literally suffering. So supplementation can really make a huge difference. So do you have some specific supplements maybe that you would recommend for women who are hit hard by some of these hormonal changes?
Oh, absolutely. So the first thing that comes to mind, first and foremost, there are many herbs that have what we call phytoestrogen qualities, and these herbs can then deliver estrogen-like effects to the body. So you may have heard of products like black cohosh, soy, isoflavones, and flaxseed, but my personal favorite is maca, specifically this product called Maca Pause, which has really been shown to help minimize your common menopausal symptoms like the hot flashes, the moodiness, and the fatigue. So for women that are thinking about, is there a step before I need to reach for HRT or hormone replacement therapy, I would say this is definitely one supplement to consider, because rather than supplying your body with external hormones, which is the case with HRT, Maca Pause can help address your menopausal symptoms by supporting your body's own production of hormones. And again, I mentioned the risk of goes up right after menopause, and so I would also recommend supplements like vitamin D, calcium, and magnesium to help support bone health. And then, of course, taking a B complex, a set of B vitamins as well, because again, with the drop of estrogen, and there is going to be a higher risk for cardiovascular disease, and B vitamins help to support what's known as normal homocysteine levels. Now, many of us are familiar with these lipids that can contribute to the risk of cardiovascular disease, but most of us may not be so familiar with homocysteine. And the latest research is telling us that homocysteine, which is a specific amino acid that can build up in our bodies, is independently associated with a higher risk for cardiovascular disease. So you may have perfectly normal lipids, but if you have high homocysteine levels, that's enough to increase your heart disease risk. So B vitamins are involved in that metabolism or that breakdown of homocysteine and can therefore help reduce cardiovascular risk. So those would be my initial couple recommendations when it comes to supporting women in menopause.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Dr. Mitani, that is so helpful because, again, I'm older. I'm you know, deep into menopause, I guess I could say. But a lot of people in my generation, you know, were given those, I guess, you know, what was it, Premarin. And then, you know, that was supposed to help, and you were supposed to stay on it for the rest of your life, et cetera. And then they found it had all sorts of risks. So this is truly a holistic, natural approach to menopause symptoms. Symptoms management.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that because, I mean, menopause is not an easy transition for women, but it seems like with Body Bio, you're going to get through it in like we were saying, a holistic, really, you know, natural approach to helping with those symptoms.
Yes, absolutely. And there is one specific product from Body Bio that I would love to highlight as it relates to menopausal health that we haven't touched on yet. And that would be our flagship product called phosphatidylcholine, or PC. Now, I mentioned that our focus at Body Bio is cellular membrane health. Well, phosphatidylcholine, along with other fats and oils, are quite literally the building blocks that make up your cell membrane. So taking in healthy amounts of phosphatidylcholine daily can help to ensure that your 70-plus trillion cells are running on all cylinders. Now, PC also, in addition to serving as a building block for your cells, can have other tremendous health benefits as well, namely around cognition, liver and gallbladder health, gut health, and cardiovascular health. So we touched on this, that one of the biggest complaints that menopausal women experience is brain fog or just fuzzy thinking, these lapses in memory. And come to think of it, women that are still cycling, they don't often share the same experience, right? And there is actually a scientific reason for this. It's, of course, they have sufficient levels of estrogen, right? And estrogen is able to activate an enzyme called PEMT in their bodies, which converts a fat known as phosphatidylethanolamine into another called phosphatidylcholine, so that they're able to replenish their stores of phosphatidylcholine or PC endogenously. The brain then uses PC to not only help form the cell membrane, but also to serve as a precursor to choline. Choline then goes on to produce acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter that plays a really big role in learning, memory, and attention. All of that being said, that unfortunately women, once they're in menopause, as their estrogen levels drop, this conversion or this enzyme PEMT is simply not working as well as it once did. So now all of a sudden their phosphatidylcholine levels drop, and by default their choline levels drop as well. And so now they're not producing enough acetylcholine. And this is where that PC supplementation comes in to help nourish, build, and restore cellular membrane health, but also to supply the body with choline, which again can eventually make acetylcholine. And that just helps so much with cognition and helping to eliminate brain fog and restoring overall brain function and memory. Just the sheer number of testimonials that Body Bio has from the menopausal population around PC, I think, is just astounding. So I did want to highlight that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so grateful and happy that you did, because this is information we really need. And even though I am deep into menopause, I can still use that product for sure, because I experienced my share of brain fog, I got to say. So this is wonderful. Well, Dr. Mitani, one of the things that I know and have experienced myself is menopause, although it's a major life transition for women, over 50, there's still somewhat of a reluctance to discuss it. So do you have any ideas on how we can, you know, address this this topic more, say, fluently or whatever, or with less embarrassment? Or how can we shift that narrative?
A really good question. And I do think for the first time ever that the conversation around women's health is finally being discussed a little bit more openly. I'm seeing that more so over social media. Women are posting about their painful periods and how difficult the transition has been to menopause. So I do feel like the tide is changing, but I think the question is how can we continue to build on this momentum? And it really does start with more public dialogues, like our conversation today. It starts with education from an earlier age about a range of women's health topics, from premenstrual phase or PMS all the way to menopause and potential menopausal symptoms. I think it requires our healthcare providers to also initiate conversation about menopause during routine appointments, and it not always having to be on the person to bring up those symptoms, right? Which I think that if it became more common practice within your doctor's office, that can further help to normalize these discussions and help women feel more supported and informed. But at the end of the day, I think it's all about normalizing these conversations and empowering women to speak openly and freely about their experiences so that there is a more inclusive and supportive environment for women to feel valued and heard.
Well, Dr. Mitani, you have certainly made us feel valued and heard and brought up some very important points. So where can our listeners go to find out more about you, your work, and, of course, Body Bio?
Absolutely. So you can visit my LinkedIn profile, which I can share the link with you, Eileen, of course. And if you were to search just on LinkedIn, Pooja Mitani, I am available there. And then to learn more about Body Bio, you can, of course, visit the Body Bio website at bodybio.com.
Well, this has been so helpful for me, and I know for many listeners out there. So before we have to close, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with us?
I just think to really feel comfortable sharing these conversations and sharing about your experiences, because it's really by opening up that we can have this collective voice heard, and for this taboo, once upon a time taboo topic to feel like it's just a natural part of day-to-day conversation.
Well, it truly is, and this was beyond a day-to-day conversation because you shared so much helpful information. Thank you, Dr. Mitani.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, and I really have to say, of course, this is a vitally important topic because our health as we age, especially as women, is critical to our well-being and to live long and healthy lives. So for you listeners out there, please, I urge you to check out bodybio.com because the website, and as you've just heard from Dr. Mitani, you're going to gain a wealth of critical information, lots of health-related insights, and some real motivation and products that can help you now and in the future, because of course each of us wants to live a long and healthy life, and Dr. Mitani has just shared some wonderful tips to help us do just that. And so until next time, this is Mary Irene Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.